We're pretty optimistic.
Red River Farm Network continued its crop tour yesterday, traveling from Red Lake Falls to Roseau. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has a recap.
In Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, heat units continue to be a challenge. Trinity Creek Ranch owner David Miller says 1 month is needed to maximize yield.
Well, our earlier corn, 7632, is just starting to dent. Our later stuff is probably a few days away yet. Soybeans are pretty much, well, potted now. I think they're finishing up making pods, hopefully, and filling them out. So the earlier ones are starting to turn a little bit. The later ones have a little ways to go yet.
Have you guys started to harvest yet?
We've actually made a pretty good dent. We have tall fescue, that's off. We have cereal rye, and wheat is all finished.
Oakley, Minnesota farmer Greg Hilderman says the forecast needs to change if the crop is going to finish.
Came at the right time. It's been fairly dry. I mean, it hasn't been a high moisture year, but it's the timeliness has been good. So even though we got in the field late, the growing season's been pretty good compared to other places. You know, I'd say we've been in better shape.
In Stephen, Minnesota, sugar beet pre-pile harvest and wheat harvest is underway. Pioneer sales representative Alex Anderson says edible beans are turning quickly and the soybeans are also starting to turn. Peter Vidson farms near Stephen. He says canola is doing all right.
We're dry at the beginning of the season. Right after we got the crop in, we had to wait a few weeks almost before we got a rain. After that came, then everything emerged a little bit more even and better. I'm a rookie at it, so I don't have a lot of advice to say in comparison, of course, but it seems to look pretty good, and I guess we'll see how it combines.
Near Kennedy, Minnesota, Tom Dowdle says the soybeans look phenomenal.
We've been drier, but it seemed to come through that okay and stay green, and there's a lot of pods, and plants look pretty good.
Our tour officially wraps up this weekend in the Twin Cities. Check out our Facebook Live coverage by following the Red River Farm Network on Facebook and Twitter at RRFN. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.